Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, low back problems are one of the number one reasons that people miss work. It can be debilitating, and if you have never suffered a back injury or have never had a bulging disc or true back pain, then you cannot really empathize and appreciate the quality and the quantity of the pain that goes into back pain. My guest is Dr. Michael Gleiber. He is the board-certified fellowship-trained orthopedic spine surgeon. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gleiber. So let's talk about back pain. You know, it's all-encompassing. It can be the only thing you focus on when you're truly in pain. So how are people injuring their backs, and what are they doing about it?
Melanie, hi, and thank you once again for having me back on your show. It's an honor to be back and talking with you. So I wanted to talk about some of the ways that we can treat our back problems, but first I want to talk about something that's really been grabbing a lot of attention lately in the headlines of newspapers, on the internet, and that's a lot of athletes in particular having back problems. And for just to put this into a good reference, you know, 85% of us and our listeners are going to have experienced debilitating back issues at some point in our life. And as we know, going to the doctor, your regular family doctor, internist, is the second most common reason to seek medical treatment after the common cold. So it's ubiquitous. It is everywhere, and it is something that, unfortunately, it's very hard to avoid. But what has, I think, brought a lot of attention to back problems is of late is that the elite athletes we're seeing have these disc injuries in pro sports. And I think that it's been very helpful to the common public because it goes to show you that, hey, you can still have problems, yet you could still return to your completely normal lifestyle that you had before, because if these pro athletes are doing it, then we can certainly do it in our more sedentary style lives.
And people are really injuring their backs, Dr. Gleiber, in the most, you know, obscure and easy ways, just reaching down into their trunk to get groceries, and all of a sudden, that shooting pain goes through, or picking something up off the floor, and all of a sudden, they feel like they've just bulged a disc. So what can we do about what is the treatment when somebody does actually have an injury? We're going to talk in another segment about preventing those injuries and back strengthening, but what can we do if we do injure our spines?
Well, you know, I think your point is that you just made is really a very, very important one, and that is we don't know when this is going to happen. We can't plan ahead for it like most things that happen to us in our daily lives. Simply reaching for something in the trunk of your car or lifting a bag of laundry or a 40-pound bag of dog food and then immediately going to the floor in severe pain, that is a very common culprit of experiencing disc bulging or disc herniations. But also an important point, Melanie, that I wanted to make is that a lot of these occur insidiously, in that we don't really recall a specific event where, you know, I was playing on my team and I got hit and immediately went down and had shooting pain down my leg. It's more of kind of a slow, progressive type of condition. And what we're seeing is that regardless, a disc bulge or herniation is where we have a tearing of the outer portion of the disc. So that's the cartilage, and the gelatinous cushion portion, which is on the inside of the disc, then leaks out the path of least resistance, kind of like a jelly donut, if you will. And you squeeze that donut in your hand, the jelly is going to squeeze out through the opening, and that jelly becomes a irritant to the nerve. To answer your question about what we can do, so the good news is the majority of patients who have disc herniations do not need surgery. And I like to start with that because I start with that with my own patients. So I just want to get that out there. The majority of patients who do have disc problems, have back problems, are not surgical candidates and can be treated effectively without surgical treatment. And we'll talk about some of those conservative methods, beginning with doing rest and what the rest and ice and anti-inflammatories. So when we talk about anti-inflammatories and rest and icing the area, we want to focus on no more than 3 days, because studies have shown if we lie in bed or sedentary for more than 3 days, it actually will make things tighten up in our low backs and actually make the problem somewhat worse. And the other reason why I don't recommend more than 3 days is because if it's really quite bothersome after 3 days, it may be a bit more serious than you initially thought, and probably a good time to seek out medical attention at that stage. But that's the first thing, is you don't go to the emergency room, you don't call your doctor. You know, it's a backache, and that's going to happen. So you try to treat it conservatively and kind of pull back from your normal activities and
Dr. relax. Gleiber, people are always asking me, because I deal with this as well, you know, ice or heat. And you, for the first bunch of days following an injury, you like ice, rest, and anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs, ibuprofen, something like that. But what about heat? Some people think that makes it feel better. Is that increasing that blood flow? Is that making it worse or better? We don't have a lot of time, so I'd like to get to as many of these
as
we can.
You're definitely right. And so here's the difference. Ice is going to vasoconstrict. It's going to decrease the blood flow to the specific area, but it's also going to be nature's pain reliever, okay? Whereas heat is going to vasodilate. It's going to increase the blood flow to that area that's involved, and it's going to make you feel better by serving as nature's muscle relaxant. That's the big difference. They both serve different purposes, and both are very helpful, particularly alternating between the two in back pain patients.
That people really do like to know about that. Now, what about something stronger, like muscle relaxants? You know, people aren't sure if that actually helps or if it's just a pain masker. You know, the anti-inflammatories actually reduce the inflammation that presses on that nerve and the, you know, electrical things going on in the muscle. But what about a muscle relaxant? Do those really work?
Muscle relaxants, I think, have a role, but a very small one. Because muscle relaxants, the side effects in terms of making you drowsy, and some of them actually will literally put you to sleep. I don't know that the benefit that you get out of them is necessarily worth much of the side effects that you can receive. Although I still do prescribe them to some of my patients, I would recommend using nature's muscle relaxant, which is again heat. Or trying to stimulate more blood flow to a specific area with soft tissue, gentle massage, going into the sauna, going into the shower, and let the water beat down on a particular area, that will tend to do the same thing as a good muscle relaxant.
Well, I certainly could be an advocate for the ice industry, because I think it really is one of the best nature's anti-inflammatory. What about if the pain is becoming sciatic in nature and goes down your leg to the point of, you know, blinding pain?
Well, then clearly we have now a reason to go and seek medical attention. I think that when we pass that 3 to 4 day window, Melanie, we want to go ahead and the symptoms are not getting better or progressing, then we want to go ahead and seek medical attention. There's some red flags here. One red flag is if we have shooting pain radiating down our legs, that would be a time to see a doctor before the 3 day window. If we have weakness in any of our major muscle groups, or numbness, or really intense tingling, or strange sensation shooting down our leg or into our buttocks, that would be an indication to go seek medical attention before that 3 day window. But let's get to there. Let's say, okay, we've tried the heat, muscle relaxants.
We're going to have to come back to this, Dr. Gleiber, because we are out of time. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Remember, if you have injured your back, the 3 day window for ice, heat, anti-inflammatories, and a little bit of rest. And if there's more, go see your medical professional. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.